This week, another story about bullying made headlines, probably because of the characters and the locale. Not teenagers on social media, but football players in the NFL. It's easy to be outraged when the victim in question is a 13-year-old girl, but when the victim is a really big man who slams into other men for a living, the narrative isn't always so clear-cut. And according to NPR sports correspondent Mike Pesca, the media's story of the two Miami Dolphin players morphed as the week wore on.
For a couple of days, when it was reported, it seemed like what happened was that Jonathan Martin left the Dolphins training facility. Why? He was the subject of a prank gone wrong. Ribbing. The word ribbing was actually in an AP article. The Sun Sentinel, quoting unnamed sources, say that it was Martin's emotional problems that caused this to happen.
This particular position is helped along by the fact that Martin was a Stanford-educated football player who studied classics with a focus on ancient history. He was the child of Harvard grads. He's a softie.
When he was at Stanford, the story was our amazing offensive tackle, who everyone knows is great at his position and therefore a tough guy, is kind of an intellect. And coming into the draft, it was one of those stories where he was, wow, look at the dimension that this guy has. But yes, the word soft was attached to him. The story dies down a little bit, and then it comes out that it was a spat between Martin and Richie Incognito. And the word bullying was put out there, and the word hazing was put out.
The Dolphins initially released a statement saying that this notion of bullying was speculation and that the team hadn't received a complaint from Martin about bullying. Here's former NFL player Antonio Pierce earlier this week on ESPN.
Where did the word bully come from, right? It wasn't Martin. It hasn't come from that locker room. Who made up this scenario that he was actually bullied?
There was a debate, a pretty low-minded debate in some places that shouldn't be low-minded, like CNN and elsewhere, where they asked, how can a huge guy, how can a guy who weighs 315 pounds, how can he really be bullied? And then
the story evolved.
Devolved, really, when it was revealed that Richie Incognito issued death threats to him, allegedly, and used vile racist language. Many people said there's no place for this. The NFL's really got to crack down on the culture of hazing and this sort of culture. But there was another debate that went on a little below the surface, but you had a dozen players, former players, Russ Tucker, Mike Ditka, Ricky Williams, and Antron Roll, the Giants, all these guys saying, just punch him in the nose. That's the way to stand up to a bully.
We assembled a montage from ESPN Radio after the narrative shifted a little bit.
All these media people saying that Jonathan Martin needs to stand up to Richie Incognito. You stand up to Incognito. He's an insane person. He bench presses 600 pounds.
Despised by players. History as a bully. Bar fight recently. He's a thug. A bigot.
Incognito's crazy. Like, he's nuts. He's not just going to say, right now you punch the bully in the mouth, that's how you beat him. No, he's going to start terrorizing.
Those were some sports talk jocks actually saying sensible things, which I didn't hear from a lot of the athletes. But it definitely becomes the sort of thing that callers can debate and the host can give his opinion and other callers. I heard this one. You know, in my neighborhood, we handled this. You mean in your neighborhood when you were eight? Yeah. You had a lot of 6'2", 325-pound guys in your neighborhood? Okay.
And then later in the week, it seemed like the narrative may have shifted yet again. People like Tyson Klebo, who's a teammate, told reporters that Incognito is being perceived as this psychopathic racist, but he's a good teammate, and other Dolphins, so they didn't understand where this is coming from. So are we moving back now to this being Martin's problem and not Incognito's?
Well, I think what happened is that the locker room was open on Thursday, and they got a lot of quotes, and teams are always going to rally and see things as us versus them. That reminds me of a lot of the military hazing scandals where the people who are still there and are still wearing the uniform, they lash out against the accuser. Martin chose to take himself out of the situation, and Incognito was forcibly removed. Teammates sometimes trump all. Also, if you are a member of that locker room and you have a different opinion, well, you're not going to voice it, right? Because then you're seen as tearing the team apart. So they're kind of, in a way, the last people on earth that you want to ask about the broader bird's eye view. Was this bullying? Was this hazing? Does this say something about the culture?
Do you think it would have made a difference if Richie Incognito didn't have the name of a comic book villain?
But I think that his name should allow him to escape being identified, right?
Mike, thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Mike Pesca is a sports correspondent for NPR.